Okay, hello everybody. So thanked DeepSeek R1. Artificial intelligence is everywhere, nearly everywhere, in everybody's mouth. And we had an idea to compare the mathematical capabilities of computer algebra systems with these artificial intelligence systems. Actually, we only wanted to compare SymPy with Mathematica with ChatGPT, but since DeepSeek nowadays is on the rise, we also include DeepSeek into this talk. So, our talk, who can compute? First, we're going to talk about all the exercises we want to watch. And then we see the solutions and the exercises in the case of SymPy, then Mathematica on the Raspberry Pi, and ChatGPT and DeepSeek. And afterwards, we will see who could finish all the tasks and correctly, who is the winner of this contest. The tasks we want to compare is these four here, three solutions and one proof. Solve for x, x plus 2 to the power of x is 5. So x must be somewhere between 1 and 2. 1 is too small, 2 is too high, but we want an exact solution, an analytical expression. Solve for ABC, A times B is 100, BC is 200, CA is 300. This one is an exercise you could also solve with paper and pencil. But not the next one. Solve for x squared plus y squared plus z squared minus 1 is 0, and x squared minus y plus z squared is 0, and x minus z is 0. So we want complex solutions too. And the fourth task to consider, prove that 7 to the power of n plus 3 to the power of n minus 2 is divisible by 4 for all n out of the natural numbers. Okay, so now we're gonna look on these four exercises, first with SymPy, which is a Python library. Let's see if we... And now with the monitor.
Open it. SymPy.
This is not my desktop. Shit. Okay. Okay, so we're gonna do it this way. So I've pre-installed Visual Studio Code and Mathematica, and here is the first program. I've got a symbol x. I've got an equation, x plus 2 to the power of x minus 5 is equal to 0. And I solve this equation and pretty print the solution. And SymPy is running. And it's got this solution. We must leave a word about this W function. It's the Lambert W function. Is that chalk? No. Okay. It's called the polylog function. It is the inverse function to the function x times e to the power of x. When you've got the x function, you've got the logarithm as the inverse function. And for x times e of x, the w function is the inverse. And not necessary anymore. Yeah, minus w of log of this large number, which is 2 to the power of 32, plus log of 32, which is the natural logarithm, divided by log of 2. Okay, this was the first exercise. The second one was this ABC equation. So we've got three symbols and three equations. A times B is 100, B times C is 200, C times A is 300. And now we use solved Pauli system with these three equations and three variables. So here are the solutions with three components. First for A, for B, for C. And then there is, besides the negative solution, a positive one. And yeah. So Sumpai has solved two. Now we solve the third problem, which is which is this system of polynomial equations. It is also quite fast. And can I make it bigger? No. There you see I is involved, roots are involved. And I'm pretty sure you can't solve this by paper and pencil anymore. Okay. The fourth exercise was this. Where have we got it? The fourth exercise was proof that 7 to n plus 3 to n minus 2 is divisible by 4. I'm sorry, SymPy cannot prove anything. It is a classical computer algebra system without artificial intelligence functions. So for the fourth task, we must go to other applications. So I'm opening up Mathematica. Okay, of course I've also prepared a notebook. Oops. Oh yeah. Okay. With Mathematica, we use squared brackets. And here's the solution for the first exercise with the Pauli log. And it's pretty much the same as with SymPy. As I said, this large number was 2 to the power of 32. So here is product log of 32 times log of 2. They are the same. And this one is the same with SymPy 2. And then there is this large system of equations where we've got four solutions with complex involved. So here is the I again and the roots of and so on. And now I'm wondering if Mathematica can prove the one thing. And yeah. Where's the run? So it's running and it's got a failure. It needs network. So Ethernet is... Ah, yeah. Let's see if internet connection helps. No, it does not seem to want to solve this. So with Mathematica, it is possible to enter natural language, but it times out. Okay. So again, we could only solve three of the four exercises. And now we're gonna go to ChatGPT and DeepSeek. Chat.openai.com.
ChatGPT.com.
We want to go to your machine, right?
So yeah, we actually tried the same problems using this, of course, this, you know, current trend artificial intelligence. With the ChatGPT, when we started, it actually provides us a lot of information about how to solve this step by step. So yeah, as you can see, but it's just the steps, how we do, and this is the Lambert function, as Thorsten had already discussed. When we go and we see the last part, so I guess it's a kind of hit and miss. When it's first tried, it was totally wrong. It's just totally wrong. I mean, it's total rubbish. I mean, it's like 4.56, something like that, and it couldn't be. We tried several times. It's just, we found like hit and miss. Sometimes it could do, sometimes not. Now, in you know, when we run it live, now you can see that it could find, but still it's the wrong answer. It's not exactly what we tried to. It should be like 1.6, 1.7 something, but it's still 1.3. Okay, sorry. If you go for the next problem, it's a kind of easier one. And when you go through, it again solved step by step. So, but it could solve actually what we actually are looking for. Exactly the same as SymPy. For the third problem, the system of equations. Again, so many steps we don't need. What we need actually looking for the answer. As you can see, it could provide us some answers, but without these complex numbers. That's an issue. It should have two more.
Yeah.
And the interesting one is the problem four, which is nothing but this abstract algebra, you know. And this, I mean, proving things. It's called a group theory, if you know, or this numerical, not a group theory, the number theories. It could solve the number theory with the base cases, of course, with, in the beginning, and then in the tester steps. And it could actually solve this. It could actually prove how this works. And it is astonishingly good result, I would say. So in terms of the complex space, it couldn't solve. But in terms of this number theory and this proof, it could solve really good. And it's kind of astonishing for me because we thought that these language models is not so good in analytical and these kind of solutions, the problems, specifically the mathematical analysis. We did run the same thing for the DeepSeq, the current trend, of course. And of course, we use this DeepThink R1, the latest model. And as I said, it's thinking, I mean, it thought a lot about this 168 seconds, about whatever it could do, what is this agenda for this to solve each and everything. Yeah, a lot of thinking, you know, just like, you know, human could.
Okay, we've got an analytical expression for X,
yes,
of the first task, which is quite good. It looks a little bit different than the solutions from SumPy and Mathematica, or?
Yes, a bit different.
But the numerical value seems to be okay.
Exactly. I mean, it's kind of different representation, probably based on these algorithms of these different systems. But I would say that DeepSeq actually performed better than ChatGPT. It's a crazy world we are living in, right? This free language models are even doing better than the paid versions. This, because we use this ChatGPT 4.0, like the Omni version, but somehow DeepSeq actually did better.
Okay.
Yeah, the second problem, it was because it's a plain and simple exact solution, so it did the same. The third one, I would say that still it could manage, you know, having these complex numbers, but probably the presentation would be a bit better. But as I said, still it did better than ChatGPT. And the proof, it did do good. I mean, it's a compact version, you can see. But as I said, we checked, this proof is actually right. I would say that at least here, DeepSeq did better than ChatGPT in terms of these analytical solutions. And we are kind of surprised these language models solving these kind of mathematical proofs. It's probably we are heading to, you know, AGI, the artificial general intelligence. But I mean, it's great. It's not future proofs yet, but we can have some hope later. Yeah, we did the same thing. I mean, it's not resident. We did the same thing that, you know, the Quen model. Whoever knows this Quen model?
Quen?
Yeah, this Alibaba Quen model. It's the latest one, if you know. We did the same thing. I mean, I did experiment, of course, all the time. I did the same thing, and as you can see, it tried. It tried a lot, and you can see it actually gave it a good answer. But what it did actually, this DeepSeq and this Quen model actually gave us the same solution in terms of not the numerical. I would say that the same kind of representation of the solution, and we got this same. Like exact solution.
Yeah, to summarize it all up together, SumPy and Mathematica could not prove the last exercise, and ChatGPT could not solve the first exercise.
Yes.
Only DeepSeq could solve all four of them.
Exactly.
And all four of them correct.
Yes.
So we've got a winner of this contest, which is DeepSeq.
Yeah, that's a good thing, actually. You can actually play around with these language models, not only ChatGPT, but as I said, a year ago, it was not that great solving these analytical questions. And the mathematical problems, of course, you can, these language models hallucinated a lot about providing these informations, but nowadays it is getting great. And the good thing I found that, let's say whenever who actually wants to learn mathematics, and these kind of proofs, of course, these abstract proofs, now we can have some help, a reliable help, I would say. Some reliable help from this language model, so someone actually really wants to learn mathematics, they can start at once.
Yeah, you did this step-by-step explanation.
Exactly.
In the prompt.
And of course, if you just go for online and you can have some kind of how to use the good prompts, you can generate the good prompts, it actually gave good answer. Because when our research, we found out that most of the time it is just hit and miss. Because the nuances of the words are probably the sentence structure, it actually gave us totally different kind of answers. It couldn't get in. I mean, of course, it's not that much intelligent, but with the good prompt engineering, we can get good results. That's the thing. That's the takeaway we can get today.
Yep. Okay. So we are now up to you for questions.
Any questions?
So I have a question about the expression of with this Lambert function. So it looks different to the in number four.
Yeah,
it looks different to
talk now.
So did you prove that this is the
yes
has the same?
Let me see if I find my paper again.
Yeah, so just another representation or so if you check this,
so. SymPy and Mathematica are the same, and then Mathematica and DeepSeek are also the same. Yes, you can prove this with step-by-step transformations.
Yeah, okay.
And keep in mind that this large number, 42949 and so on, is 2 to the power of 32. And when you take the logarithm of it, it gets in front of the logarithm.
Okay. And second question, so you showed that ChatGPT cannot provide the complex results for this.
Maybe with prompt engineering, yes.
Okay.
So but we wanted to keep it simple for the first try.
So I want to ask if you... Okay, so let correct it, because I know that you prompt... Yeah, they are missing some results. Please.
Yeah, the more exact you type your prompt, or the better the result gets.
Where did the problems come from that you used in this challenge?
Well, I searched a little bit the internet for interesting problems, and then I wanted to also have this proof, because I supposed some systems will not be capable to prove something, and this is where it came from,
So in this case, I would always have the... suspicion that the chat systems could solve this because this was somehow or to some extent in the training data. So maybe.
Training data?
I mean, not literally maybe, but.
Well, I'm pretty sure one or two exercises came from YouTube videos. Could be that the systems have been trained for it. I don't know.
There's a pretty much chance actually to have this already pretend. Because if it's available online and all these public data sets, it might possible. I would say, yeah.
But nevertheless, we will do a follow-up event in Potsdam at the Informatik Festival 2025. And then we will be explicitly on the search for problems which maybe AI cannot solve.
Hello. Thank you for the talk. It was very interesting. I saw with ChatGPT, it gave an answer that I would describe as confidently incorrect, which I guess is the worst kind of incorrect.
Yeah.
What do we do with mathematical problems where we do not know the answer? How do we know that it's correct when we let it be proven by AI?
Well, in the beginning, I also didn't know the solution of exercise one. But I saw that some systems match with their solutions. And then I did a lot of paper and pencil work and saw that they are correct.
Yeah, but like there might be problems that are like too hard for humans or even for a program like SymPy or Mathematica. So when we are trying to incorporate AI into a like proof-finding framework, how do we like make sure that we can rely on the results? It seems difficult to me.
Okay. Thank you for asking this question. It's a great one, I would say. So yeah, you are totally right. We cannot be 100% sure. That's why explainability of these machine learning models or deep learning models of the language models comes in. You know, the explainable AI. Next, I would say that next hotcake would be this explainable AI in a way that we really don't know how this solves these things. Of course, these days we can see how it is thinking step by step, but still it's not reliable. That's why we started with the simplest task we can solve by ourselves to make sure that they are reliable or not. But of course, we are not in that point that we can solely believe them. It's probably it is far away from here. The whole thing that what we tried that it could really solve with what could be the thought process, that is actually our intention. That how it can actually providing us some kind of solution, is that reliable or not? And with the prompt engineering, how these actually affect the whole scenario. That was actually our intention to go with. And yeah, you're totally right. Probably not this time point, probably 5 years later we can think about it again. But yeah, that's a really research question, that how we can actually believe them. What we did here is exactly what we're doing here. We exactly knew what we're doing here. That's why we could make this kind of comparison. That is actually our goal. Welcome.
Well, yeah. Okay, so I actually have another suggestion, or at least additional. In the case of the analytical solutions, I would just substitute them in the original problem and in the computer algebra systems.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's the reliable so far.
I mean, it could still be that the computer algebra systems or the chat systems didn't find all solutions, so you can't prove that, but you can at least
verify that the found solutions are correct. Yeah.
Thanks for the suggestion.
I think, I don't know when it was, but maybe half a year ago, on ChatGPT, there was also some kind of sandbox mode where there was like a Python sandbox, and ChatGPT was able to write and execute code. So maybe that's also like a way to explainable AI or explainably find solutions to mathematical problems. Because as you showed, using SymPy, you can find solutions, and if you give like an LLM the way to use Python code and execute it, maybe that's also a way to do it.
Could be a way to find solutions, yes. Okay. I think the guy over there wanted to.
Hello. I don't have a question. I have a comment to what you said. I don't understand what the difference is between a proof made by a human that we will have to check or by an AI that we will have to check. I don't think there is any fundamental difference. When there is a new proof, there's always a community of AIs and humans that will check it, and only over time we will find out whether it's true or not. And I don't think anything substantial in how these proofs are derived is different.
Well, somehow we believe our human beings more than the AI. This is just a feeling, but you're probably right. We have to check both ways.
But this is about math. So what we're feeling is not really relevant.
Yes.
So I have another question. Why haven't you checked the latest deep reasoning models from ChatGPT?
Which?
4.5 something. But I think it's you have to pay for it. I'm not sure if it's free, but they have a deep reasoning mode now since some weeks.
Yeah, we didn't use it. Why?
You mean some deep research?
I think you have to have a pro subscription. I'm not sure if it's free.
Yes. Okay.
You see?
We don't have a subscription, sorry.
Okay.
Okay. I think I can try.
Yeah, live demo is always good. You could modify the values to see if it's just repeating stuff it has learned from the internet or if it's really thinking about it.
Yeah, make out of 5 a 7 or a 11.
Let's try this one.
So this is ChatGPT 4.5?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So it again comes to Lambert's W function and then does some transformations. Which I don't get. Okay. Let's see what comes out. Yeah, it's again 5 minus this expression. Do we want to try it with 11? Numerical solution. Ah.
Somehow close.
1.71, yes. Okay.
The same. Okay. Thank you for
coming with
this idea.
Yeah, I have a second comment. I've tested the chemical abilities extensively with chemical reactions and things, and I couldn't get one that was correct. This was also always confidentially incorrect.
So it
looked plausible, but the results were always wrong.
Equations for chemical reactions?
Yeah. Chemical reactions, pH calculations, acid and bases mixtures and stuff like that. And it didn't perform that well. You couldn't use the answers were wrong always.
Mm-hmm.
And there was always some error you could spot. If you know how it works, there was always some error. But it always...
Then you have to tweak your prompt, and then you run into the next bug and tweak your prompt.
You couldn't get a correct result mm-hmm. out of it. A friend of mine has done extensive tests of these things with Croc. So this you could add Croc to your list of models. Croc was way better with chemistry.
Okay.
So ChatGPT in chemistry is not a good thing, but Croc was pretty good.
Okay, thank you.
It actually calculated the correct results.
Yeah.
After prompt engineering.
Yeah, as a last tip for you all, always double check what the results are from your artificial intelligence solution. Never take it simple and use it, so double check the results.
I just wanted to add some remarks and... The whole point of these large language models, it cannot actually very good about this analyzing these patterns, rather more than it can actually hallucinate, a lot of hallucination. The whole point is actually always tries to find out, the coherent words one after one. That's the thing, but not like coherent informations most of the time. That's the issue actually these large language models can have. But it's getting better, but never reliable because we don't know how it functions. That's the issue. There's so many, when we actually use this kind of, there's so many error functions we can use just to improve a bit, but it's all about someone tried to pretrain a model on some domain, some data sets. Actually probably work better than the data sets, but for other things, it's always hallucinates. You can see if you prompt it, okay, you are wrong. Even though it's right, you can say, oh, sorry, I'm wrong. Now this is the next one. So it always hallucinates and you always try to find out or figure out how to make this next possible answers or results most coherently with these words, not like with these informations. That's the thing. Of course, we need to find out and we have to research a lot until we can find a viable option that at least we can somehow rely on this kind of language models. We have to go far away from today.
Okay.
Any more questions?
So thanks a lot for listening and have further fun here at the Chemnitzer Linux Tage. Yeah.
And thank you.